This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
An absolute legend of our business, Terry Hemmer.
Last year, we lost our friend Len.
Oh, my.
And it was tragic.
Cancer. You knew Len really well. You know, he walked in the room and all of a sudden everybody brightened up, you know. And to see him suffer like that was really hard. And he was a real trooper. But the last time I saw him, he was doing a show and I could tell he was just barely getting through it. And I didn't want to bug him, but I went around behind him, put my hand on his back and kissed his back. And that's how I said goodbye to him.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Thank you so much. Halfway home, been on the air for 12 hours. It's a great thing. We're doing amazing work here. Appreciate you, Grody, for hanging out with me. Thank you to Robbie Triano, who's 12 hours in to his shift, which is super generous and super appreciated. We hit the $5,000 match from the Cardinal Bernardine Cancer Center at Loyola. So thank you to Loyola for coming on board. Hospitals around Chicago are starting to take notice of the work that we're doing in partnership with Brain Up and the Score and the Cubs, and it's a really cool thing. We passed $420,000, which is an amazing thing. We are approaching $430,000. Text CURE25 to 41444. Our anonymous benefactors, the brothers who just believe in unity through baseball and this cause, are putting up $23,000 for Rhino for the overnights. So your money will always at least be doubled, at least doubled. $5 becomes 10, 100 becomes 200. And they just want to bring people together. We gave $20,000 to Bobby Jenks' widow. We were doing things. We're raising money here. We're trying to make a difference. Make $23 donations for Rhino. I want to see if we can get to 2,300 different donors over the course of 24 hours in honor of Rhino. I think that would be an amazing thing. So if we can do that, we're at 1,400 donors at this point. So we are pacing for it, but obviously it'll slow overnight, but then it'll pick back up in the morning. So I think we got an outside shot at 2,300 different donors for Rhino. So we're going to try to raise as much money as possible in partnership with the Cubs here. And the scoreheads are coming through in a big way. We'll get back to your calls in just a second, but as we're on the Marquee Network overnight, and that's another way that we're growing this. It's not just the Score audience, it's the Marquee audience. One of the terrific voices of the Cubs, Alex Cohn, with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Alex, thank you so much for adjusting your schedule for us. It's been a crazy first 12 hours, but how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. And you guys are very, very impressive. Hopefully you have some hot tea and throat lozenges and anything that you guys need to get you through the night. So I'm very impressed with what you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. So far, the voice is holding up well, but talk to me in about 6 hours, and we'll see how it's going. You know, cancer's impacted everybody, but I don't know how it's impacted you or your loved ones. So who will you be standing for on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, my family and I are standing for, you know, quite a few people. You know, my uncle Burl, who you know, lived up in Northbrook, he passed away from lung cancer in 2011. His daughter Valerie, 2 days before my wedding, he had emergency surgery on a brain tumor, then underwent 2 years of treatment for stage 3 brain cancer. My wife Tessa, her aunt is currently dealing with stage 3 lung cancer. My grandma was a throat cancer survivor, and now is currently dealing with stage 4 lung cancer. And then unfortunately, a friend of ours, Matt Toma, was diagnosed with lymphoma at the end of 2022 and unfortunately passed away in 2024. So there's a lot of ways and a lot of people that have been impacted by cancer. I'm sure that you guys have, you know, your stories and corollaries, and, you know, we just have a handful of many. So it's very important that you guys are doing this, and people are profoundly impacted by that.
Thanks, man.
Well, yeah, no, listen, that's a lot. And that's, you know, it's so cool that the Cubs, man, and you know this, and you get to see it from the inside. You know, I've kind of been welcomed into the inside, both from when I worked here at the Score, had good relationships with people over there, but then even since, and, you know, knowing Council for as long as I've known him, being tight with Crane and Colin Faulkner and all their whole team, and then putting this event together with everybody over there at the Cubs. It is truly a world-class organization, and not every organization in baseball does something like this. And so just kind of, I'm interested in your impression of, you've worked for different places and that sort of thing, and what Cubs for a Cure is and what this weekend is going to be like at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not just, you know, Ryne Sandberg obviously passing away from cancer and how sad that was. But I think the Cubs, with every story that is told and every person that is impacted, they want to help. You know, they want to help people with any forms of cancer or really any initiative they want to push. They want people to be and feel supported and whatever, you know, tragedy they're dealing with or whatever hardship they're facing. And I felt that from the moment that I came in, that they were willing to help. They were willing to extend a hand with cancer or really with anything else to put people in a better position that they're already in right now.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty amazing. You know, that you're right. Like, we had someone earlier who said that the replica World Series ring that they got from the Cubs, was they used it as their wedding band, and then it got lost, and it was devastating, and it was a cancer patient, and the Cubs had to contact the jeweler, Jolson's, and get them to reissue another ring so they could get it back to them. Like, they try to do right by their players, certainly, their players' families. They always score very well on those sort of things, but also their fans. Do we have the moment that I was asking for here, or we need a minute here? We need a minute. Okay. But yeah, so anyway, there was a, I'll tell the story in a minute then, Alex, when you get off, but there's a powerful moment earlier that the Cubs are going to be kind of up and for us here, because they hear things and they do great work. But thank you very much for calling in. I love when you're on the call. You're doing great work. Cubs fans are really taking to you as well, and hope to see you at Wrigley on Saturday. All right.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. And again, you know, the work that you guys are doing does not go unnoticed. So we certainly appreciate it.
Well, thanks. Thank you. That's Alex Cohn, one of the terrific voices of the Cubs. And we appreciate him sharing his story. And that's the thing, man. Some people have a million tentacles to cancer. Like, he was rattling that off. Yeah. It was like he was going through a top 10 list or something on the number of people where cancer has impacted him. So we appreciate Alex for sharing.
I mean,
all
I think
that.
Unfortunately, Danny, most people could probably think of, you know, 3 or 4 people.
It depends on how many degrees you want to go, but yeah, no
exactly,
doubt about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a absolutely, man, and that's why it's such an awful thing. And again, 100% of this goes to cancer research. All right, let's go to some donation items that we have, and then we will get to calls. All right, in this 10 o'clock hour, we got 2 tickets, $300. This is easy. You make a $300 donation, we're gonna give you 2 Cubs tickets to a game next year.
2 tickets.
Very simple. We'll give you 2 tickets,
$300.
It's very simple. good tickets, not club tickets, nothing like crazy fancy or anything like that, but you're going to get two tickets to a game next year. You make a $300 donation. So your donation gets doubled thanks to our anonymous benefactor and his brothers. And we throw you Cubs tickets to a game next year. Text CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 at 41444. CubsForACure.com. I think this should have gone already, frankly. And it's a big ticket item. So it'll go in the morning if it doesn't go now. But I want to offer it up to the Night Owls here. Four tickets to a game. Cubs Hall of Fame weekend. And the exclusive private pregame meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez. Aramis Ramirez, ask him questions, take your pictures, maybe have him sign a ball, whatever you want to do. He's an unbelievable, gregarious guy. He's in the Cubs Hall of Fame.
One of my favorite Cubs players of all time, no joke, not just saying that. I loved Aramis Ramirez.
I said earlier, doubles machine, man.
Doubles machine.
Doubles machine.
Came through in big spots. I love the he took care of the third base position, which had been a problem for years and years and years until Aramis Ramirez came along.
Yeah, so if that's $3,000, call 773-388-8270 for the tickets. Just a $300 donation. You can text CURE25 to 41444. Let's take some calls here.
Oh, yes.
Todd's in the car. He's on Cubs for a Cure. What's up, Todd?
Hey, man, I'm just calling to, first of all, it's great to hear your voice again.
Oh, I know, thank you.
Whether it's this one, the telethon from last year, the grocery store, Jeff Passan was right. You got a big heart. And this is for more than just cancer people. This is for humanity. Mm. Like, you've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time, speaking up. Just like you speak to both of you, Grody speaks, you, Layla, Lawrence Holmes, like all you guys, you talk to everybody, you know, and you say how special it is to have all these relationships, but it's likewise. Like for the people who don't often get to call or see or whatever, you guys are family too, to the listeners. And it's very much appreciated that you're doing 24 hours of just talking. I don't think that's too hard for you necessarily, but but I did not make a money donation, but my son and I were at the Rosemont Card Convention earlier today, and we met PCA, who you talked about earlier, with Robbie, was it?
Yeah,
first thing this morning.
Yeah, with Robbie. Yeah, our first guest after Crane Kenny, Robbie, the patient who, yes, exactly, he's had hundreds of seizures. Yes, and PCA recorded the message and signed the ball for him. Yeah,
yeah. So I met him, told him about that, gave him a card to send to you guys to auction off. Same thing with Nico, a friend of the show, gave him a card to sign. I hope you guys get him. If you can't use them this year, use them next year.
Like, yeah, at this point, we'll probably have to use them next year since we don't have them in house. But if you're sending them, we will keep it. We work year round accumulating these things, so it'll be there next year.
I certainly hope so. I hope you make lots from it.
Thank you.
So sincerely, you know, and as an aside, my cousin, he's a couple years younger than Craig, went to the same high school. Same school system. I've heard some stories. So you know, you've got a good network. I hope it gets stronger, and I'm looking forward to hearing more.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Todd. And you know, yeah, one of the big moments so far of this radiothon, and thank you for the call, was when Robbie Jr. was in studio with his mom and dad, and he told his story and about PCA and how he was his favorite player, and he wanted his parents to be first in line to buy him a jersey at Dick's. And so I want to play the moment for the audience here, because talk about the Cubs coming through. There's a postscript to that story that's pretty cool. But first, if anyone didn't hear it, here was Robbie with PCA. So you working at the grocery store, and you work full time, right?
Oh yes.
And Kathy, can you tell what happened when he wanted to get that PCA jersey?
Yeah. So he's
Robbie Senior, if you'd like to.
That was a funny one.
He loves PCA, and every time PCA does something. He's shouting. He runs upstairs. And so he comes up and he goes, Mom, he goes, Dick's Sporting Goods, it opens at 10 o'clock. I'm like, okay. When he focuses on something, he goes, I have to be there at 10 o'clock so I can get my PCA jersey. So I said, okay. So, okay, there we go. And he's so determined. He runs into Dick's and there they all are. And he's so excited. He wears it all the time.
Well, on behalf of the Chicago Cubs, we'd like to play a little message for you, Robbie, from PCA right now.
What's going on, Robbie? Can't imagine everything you've had to go through over the course of your time here, but never having met you and learning a little bit about you, I am more than impressed by your resiliency. And I've only heard that you have an unbelievable attitude. So I look up to you, and I appreciate the support, and I hope I get to meet you someday soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he signed a baseball for you.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So if you could pass that over to him, please. Yeah, so there you go, man.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you.
No, of course. Of course.
So that's why we like to... he wrote a story, and because when you're diagnosed with cancer at any age, and it sucks. Sorry.
No. Okay. We agree. We agree.
It's like, okay, he's diagnosed, and then it's not that people forget or whatever, but it's still been such a hard, long road for him of all the battles that he, like he says. Go ahead. What do you say? About climbing the mountain.
Oh, yeah. It's just like every time I climb a mountain, I fall down, but I never give up and I keep on climbing.
Unbelievable moment, right? Arguably the moment of the radiothon to this point.
About as real as it gets.
The Cubs were so moved by it. He's going to be throwing out the first pitch on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good move.
So pretty amazing. Pretty amazing
that's
stuff.
Great.
So,
wow. Yeah,
the Cubs
that
are...
Hits.
That's what I'm saying, man. They are a great organization.
They get it.
They get it, man. Mm-hmm. I know, listen, everyone wants them to spend more money and be a winner and, win World Series.
We'll get back to that.
I know, but I'm telling you, I've covered every team in this town, right? I've been in multiple pro sport markets.
Same.
I've worked for national and wet networks now and had exposure to the New York thing. And I'm telling you, yes, I fully admit some bias there. I get it. It's a fair thing. I always say, everyone has biases. You can trust the people who admit their biases. Yes, I am biased, but I have hundreds of examples. They are good people. They care. They get it.
I was around that organization very closely for 3 years, and they treated me very well, and I saw the good things that they did as well.
That's right. We have more calls. Someone just texted me that wants to call in on the other side. We don't have anyone at 10:30, right? No, we don't. So Jarrett Payton's going to come on at 11:30. So another old friend wants to come in. We're going to call him in just a couple of minutes. Let's take one more call, though. Then we'll take a break. Then we'll go out to a very special guest. But let's go to Doug on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Go ahead, Doug.
Doug.
Hi, Parco, Grody. I love what you guys are doing. My cancer journey is actually related to the score. I was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma in 1994, like Susan, you had on earlier. Ewing sarcoma is pretty interesting because it is the 1% for all pediatric cancers. Mm-hmm. And Susan probably had the 1% of the 1%. I was in UIC Hospital, 5 West Pediatrics, shout out. Glenn Kozlowski and Dan Hampton walked into my room one day, and I said, hey, I listen to you guys on the score every now and again, and they put me in contact with Jesse, and I got to do 45 minutes with North and Jigs way back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I got it on tape.
Wait, this was on the score during their show?
Oh, yeah. 1995.
Wow,
yeah,
man.
January 95.
Wow,
yeah,
that's Jordan-less. No, that's a Jordan comeback year. Yes?
Not quite. Yeah, it was a Pippin, right? I think it was Pippin. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Danny, thank you so much for doing this. You know, my cancer journey is weird because my sister had cancer. My mother had cancer. My cousin died from cancer. My mother-in-law has stage 4 lung cancer right now. So I'm not like, I'm not trying to one up Alex Cohen, but there are people like us that it's all around us. It's we're part of this bubble and we just get stuck in it. So whether you're a survivor and you're struggling with that, or you've had a family member that has passed away and you've dealt with that, you know, they're all mothers and brothers and sisters and fathers. And what you guys are doing is just amazing. I want to thank you so much. It means so much to us. People that have made it and struggle with the survivor guilt, that is very much a real thing. I am dealing with that, you know, all the time. And these, when you're, this is a reminder for all of us. I want to shout out Mix Hawker and Mario for doing our mob donation, coordinating that.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing. Over $2,000, you know, piece by piece from the mob. That was great.
It's beautiful.
So thank you so much, Danny, Mark.
Thank you.
I'm always here. I'm always following. And we love you so much. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Doug. It's an honor, man. And Tannehill would love to hear that tape, by the way. If you could lend him that tape from The Score in 1995, I think he would love to hear it.
Oh, that's amazing!
And he'll give it back to you, but I'm sure he would find some gems in there. So
I got it.
Yeah, if you got it,
I'll MP3 it and send it to him.
Yeah, MP3 it, and he's always looking for early '90s Score content to mine for gems. So yeah, MP3 it and get that to Tanny, and he'd appreciate it. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
It's terribly great.
I'm sure it is.
Love you.
All right. $300 donations. They're getting doubled, and you get Cubs tickets. We got some available for you here. Make the donation online or by calling, but text CURE25-41444. If they see a $300 donation come in, we're going to send you Cubs tickets. More calls coming in. Your calls got to keep us going overnight, and there's going to be a voice who's going to call in. He was listening. He saw what was going on online, and he's like, I want to participate, and I got something that I want to throw into the donation pool. So in terms of an incentive, very cool incentive is going to be coming in from an old friend next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Ray Diaz from The Score, and I stand up for my grandmother, Christine Calderulo, who we lost in 2011 after a 2.5 year battle with cancer.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
We got a match from our anonymous donor, $23,000. Lines are open, 312-644-6767. Who are you standing for? We have passed $430,000, so we continue to inch along here overnight. The late night mob is doing an absolutely amazing job, 100% going to cancer research. Some donation incentives that are still available. The non-club tickets all went. The meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez and the four tickets to Cubs Hall of Fame weekend for $3,000 is still available. If you're a diehard golfer and you know about the Dormy Network, 12-month membership, that is still available by calling 773-388-8270. But it's really cool that so many people in the industry who I would consider dear friends see this. Passan made his one call a year to The Score earlier, and now my buddy Jason Minetti saw what was going on and wanted to call in and hang out with us for a couple of minutes. Minetti, what's going on, buddy?
Yo-ho, how we doing, Grody, Danny, how are you?
Hi, Jason.
Good, man, good. 12 and a half hours down, 11 and a half to go for your boy here. 430K, doing good.
But who's counting?
I am counting.
I am too. I'm out of here at midnight.
We're both counting for very different reasons.
Did you get one of those Celsiuses that's actually a high noon?
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
It's so funny. Our producer, Robbie, who was in here for the first 12 hours, he just left.
He
apparently drinks Celsius all the time. And he's like, I guess I've just been hammered. He's like, I didn't know. He drinks them all the time. And so he's like, I'm glad I didn't take one out of his fridge. It's so funny you bring that up.
The amount of major league announcers that I've seen this year, like, have a Celsius around, like, I just, that it can't be zero people who've gone on the air kind of drunk.
Yeah. Oh, it's over under of 0.5. I'm hammering the over. Absolutely.
Yeah. Unquestionably.
But also, by the way, even if without that story, right? To be fair, right?
Yeah.
A little pull here every once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, it is baseball. Like, I can't be expected to do 150 games a year sober. That's ridiculous.
It's your vape pen now,
especially,
too.
Especially for the bad teams. Like, the local announcer for the bad teams has to do all the games. The good teams, like, ESPN takes a couple, and Fox takes a couple, and Roku. It's not fair. Like, the good teams' announcers are just, like, in Cabo for a weekend. They're on Roku. But, like, the team that's 28 and 1,000, they're just grinding with Celsius in hand.
Do you have any experience broadcasting for a bad team? I don't remember.
Now,
nor does he.
So back in my minor league days with Single A Salem, Virginia. We've done that. I will say we had a sponsor in Syracuse for the Syracuse Chiefs, the Triple A team that I did for a while.
Yeah,
and they brought up like hard cider. And they were like, try some. I was like, all right, it's the minors. You know, like, I'm not hairy or anything, right? But, like, I've done a little, like, buzzed play-by-play. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. When Dave Wannstedt would come in, you know, this is like the big leagues of sports talk radio. He required bourbon. Like, he's like, it's just radio. It's not Fox TV. Pour me a bourbon. And I'm like, I'm not going to make him drink alone. So I would just do the 5 o'clock hour with, like, you know, a two-finger pour.
The lesson is, get to the point in your career where it's hilarious to be drunk, like Harry or Dave Wannstedt. Well, maybe not Dave as much.
It's pretty hilarious.
That's power. That's power, guys.
It is, absolutely. Well, so Jason, first of all, congrats on the Tigers. What an unbelievable story this season. I mean, out of nowhere for us, for you, out of nowhere, this success?
Nah, you know, like, last year was super fun at the tail end, and it didn't feel like 31-11 was going to be replicable, but then they come out of the chute, and when they were rolling earlier this year, and they are again, they've won four in a row after that kind of spiral, but they just put a lot of pressure on people, and that is really fun to watch. You go to the park, and you're like, okay, how are they going to create stress for the other team, which is the way you almost have to do it over the course of a baseball season. But it's been super fun. We don't get to do the playoffs, but I firmly feel like they're going to make a run here.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you to be in that position. It's really, really cool. And to see you be embraced by Detroit and that fan base has been an absolute thrill. And I know there's a ton of Chicagoans that are happy for you. You are offering we're calling them donation incentives here. You're offering something up very, very cool. What incentive would you like to offer to the Score audience here?
Yeah, so I don't know when it's going to fall on the schedule next year, but Tigers-Cubs at Wrigley next year. We had an awesome series at Comerica Park, like, really well played, closely played, great time. So what I'd like to do, if you're willing to accept, is 4 tickets to a Cubs-Tigers game at Wrigley, batting practice passes, and if I can swing it, those two guaranteed. And if I can swing it, get you up to the broadcast booth as well to hang out for a little while. What? So
amazing. And I promise you this, Keith, who works the door, we can swing that. I can get anybody into the press box at Wrigley. That's not a problem.
I would say, if you're going to get more to not meet me, go ahead and put it out like that.
No, they're going to want to meet you. They're going to want to meet you. But okay, that is amazing. Thank you very much. We'll make it easy. We want this to move. $1,500. You make a $1,500 donation to Cubs for a Cure right now. Give them a call at 773-388-8270. 4 tickets, Cubs Tigers next year, on the field for batting practice and in the booth for Benetti. I lied. $2,000. That's $2,000.
Whoa.
And a Celsius. That's amazing. Yeah, Benetti will buy you a Celsius or a Wrigley Field beer. Oh, God.
For High Noon, it'll be marked as one or the other. I don't know which it's going to be.
Oh, listen, you're a good man. 773-388-8270. It makes a huge difference, and we're over $430,000 raised, so we're well on our way to surpassing last year's total for the Radiothon. So thank you so much, man. And it's been too long. You come to New York, you got to hit me up. What's going on here? We got to do our breakfasts again.
We haven't been to New York yet. We haven't played at the Yankees yet. So September. Will you be there in September? Do you have plans to be in New York in September?
Yeah.
Or should we just do this by text, or do you want to hammer it out here?
No, I'll be. It's 10:40 at night. We can hammer it out here. I will be in New York in September. Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's get breakfast. I miss you.
It's like the second week. I miss you too. It's like the second week of September, and I want to say, I've tuned in off and on, and hearing people's stories of how cancer is awful. I just don't know how you do it, considering everything you've been through, and you do all you do with a smile on your face, and you, like, push through all of it and you do this really cool thing. And I couldn't go to bed without being a part of it. So I just hope people out there know what you've been through and how hard this could be for you. And you just like jam on it to try to make good of it. And I respect the hell out of that. I do.
Thanks, man. It's, I
was talking to Grody. I don't know.
You're the absolute best. Get out of here. That's Jason Benetti, Tigers man, and the pride of Chicago. See you, my friend. That's Jason Benetti, best broadcaster in the business. We very much appreciate it.
$2,000 about you, huh?
I did. I took that to heart. I took it to heart. I apologize. $2,000. That needs to move. That is on the field for batting practice. That's four tickets to a game. That's in the press box at Wrigley. Jason Benetti will bring you up there. You see the booth. You get to see it from that vantage point. He's an awesome, awesome guy. He will be a tremendous host for you. We don't know when it's coming next year, but $2,000. 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270.
Texter just says, hi, this is Steve Stone for Celsius. What happened?
I don't know. This is Steve Stone for Celsius. That's good. That's good. Yeah. I heard. I'm sorry. They were saying something to me in my ears.
Somebody in your ear. So
it's okay.
Weird.
It's okay.
No, Bears.
It's okay. Bears.
Reset
with some Bears. We'll take some calls on the other side.
Absolutely.
This is the bread and butter of what we're going to do here. You guys got to carry us through the night. As long as we have calls, we're taking them. 312-644-6767. Who you standing for cancer? And to what Benetti said, listen, it's easier than confronting it. So I just channel the grief into things like this to try to honor my brother. I don't know.
I mean, it is amazing.
Like, I don't know.
I keep joking about how I get to leave at midnight, but my God, you got a long way to go, pal.
I got a long way to go.
And this is the third time that you will have done this, and you will have done it successfully.
Well, thank you very much. Put a lot into it, but you get out what you put in. And so, it's more proud of this than anything in my career.
As you should be.
So, yeah, it's a tremendous honor to be able to do this in honor of my brother Brad. So we take your calls next. Cubs for a Cure on Marquee and the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Kyle Milnemo from US 99, and I stand up for my father, Kevin Milnemo, who lost his battle with lung cancer in 2004. I credit everything from my work ethic to my sense of humor to my father, and I know I wouldn't be the man I am today without him.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Got a DM from someone named Tom. You are truly an inspiration. My mom currently has pancreatic cancer that's metastasized throughout her lymph nodes into her liver and so on. Listening to this show gives me hope that there will be a cure or at a minimum more awareness. I truly miss hearing your voice. God bless. Go Cubs. I donated $23 for Ryan because he was my mom's crush and favorite player. From Tom Frick. I can't afford the big ticket items, but I will always tune into this day. Again, thank you so much.
It's beautiful.
That's what it means, man. It's okay. Listen, we do the... It's a tricky thing, right, putting these things together, because the big ticket items is where we can exponentially grow it, and we want businesses to come in and recognize this event and want to be title sponsors in the future and make five-figure and maybe six-figure donations in the future. Like, that's the goal, to like really scale it up. But the lifeblood of it is always going to be the $23 donations.
Right. We're not all these Cubs brothers you speak of who are giving the big bucks, and yeah. God bless the Cubs brothers.
Yeah.
But, like, I just went on TextCure 25 at 41444. They give you three options, 25, 50, and a hundo. I just put in 100 right there. It's that easy. And yeah, you don't have to go. $23. That was so sweet.
It's amazing. And by the way, like, the people that put up the dollar for dollar sponsorships, the Rush MD Andersons, the Jeffrey Lamort Salons, the, you know, the Cubs charities, the, you know, Loyolas and Russ Armstrong and Rinaldi's and Benchmark and like the people that do that, in order for them to write the check for the full amount, we need the $23 to come in to hit the match. The Sharon Mosseri Brain Cancer Research, that was $25,000. You know how many of you had to donate during that 1 o'clock hour to hit that number, to get that match? I mean, that's a huge number of people. We're at 1,478 individual donors at this point. We're at 435,000. So any amount that you can do makes a difference, and 100% of it goes to cancer research. Let's take some calls. Adam in Lamont is on the Score in the Marquee Network. Adam, thank you for calling Cubs for a Cure.
Thank you for what you're doing. I just lost my dad to cancer 2 weeks ago to mesothelioma.
Sorry, Adam.
And
sorry.
But what I want to say is, you know, all the money you raise is great, but I've been listening all day. I've been listening to when you used to do this show for years before, and it means a lot. Means a lot to me now, because, you know, I'm trying to figure out a way to live with him now without him. You know, as weird as that sounds, you know, you start this new journey of learning about what life is without someone that you care about, and what has meant so much to me all day today. And I've listened all day today to listen to how others have done that, and it helps me begin to shape a perspective that I'm still learning. You know, this is real raw for me and real fresh. Spent so much of today just listening, crying, smiling, listening to so many stories that have helped me just in this one single day start to develop a way to embrace my dad after this. You know, when he was decided that he wanted to go to hospice, he said to me, he's like, you know, I don't want you guys to stop living your life because I'm not here anymore. And I appreciate that, but you have to have that balance of where you don't stop living your life, but you still carry them with you. And I'm learning that still, you know, and I'm just so grateful. The money's amazing and it's incredible, but I know I'm one of a lot of people who are learning so much, almost therapeutically, through the stories that people share, from yours to so many others. And I just wanted to share that part of it, because I think sometimes that part gets overlooked for some of us who are sitting here still not sure what it means to move into tomorrow with this. So thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Hey, man, you're welcome. It is my honor. Thank you very much for saying that. And it's something that I, you know, it's appreciated because I am focused on the money for the research, for the science of it. But it is true. Like, I can't tell you how many times people have messaged me and said, you know, I didn't know what glioblastoma was until you started talking about it. And, you know, I mean, it's like John McCain had glioblastoma. Ted Kennedy had it. My brother had it. I'm like, so I figured people know about it, right? But like, part of it is a rare cancer. It is an underfunded cancer. So like that, the awareness is a big thing. Come to the Brain Up Walk. Sign up for a team. Run the 5K. Walk the 5K. We'll see you out there on the lakefront September 21st. Go to brainup.ngo. Like, but that's just for the cancer here. Pancreatic cancer, early detection, get your screening, colon cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, blood cancers. There's so many of them that, you know, it's a community. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And yes, awareness is a part of it. And I know not everyone wants this to be politicized, but again, I don't have a boss here, so I can say.
You gotta be careful in the overnight, by the way. This no boss thing, you're gonna be running wild.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, listen, it's very simple. Google, you can do it right now. You don't have to say what the result is, but Google it right now. Google federal cancer research funding, and then do the news search and see what comes up. Just Google those words. Federal cancer research funding. And tell me how you feel about the news stories that come out when you Google those words together and how insane it is that we are cutting 30%+ of the federal money to cancer research. Because why? I know who was asking for that. Well, we were like, you know, we want less money to go towards curing cancer and looking for research and funding medical trials and institutions that are the backbone is federal grants. I don't understand why no one has been able to give a good explanation. Read all of these articles and all of these things, and someone tell me what the hell the reason is. They do not exist. It's the most undercovered story in America today. Google it. It's completely insane. It will blow your mind. It's absolutely insane. And it's like, okay, well then private philanthropy needs to step up and fill the gap. But it's true. Google it.
All right.
It's wild.
All right. Trump versus Biden.
You put the name on it, but it's just a fact. Just Google federal cancer research funding and tell me who the hell on any side of anything is like, that's what I wanted. I wanted, like, it doesn't make any sense. It's completely insane. It's the least partisan issue in the world. And somehow, like, you know what? I just think we should not fund it on a federal level anymore. It's like, wait, what? What are you talking about? So, private philanthropy needs to step up now more than ever, and that's what I have to say about that.
Danny Parkins has no boss here. So
I'm just saying, it's just objectively true.
No,
it's just
know.
An objectively true thing.
I know.
Just Google it. I don't care what news source. They all just agree that this is what is happening, and everyone's just like, okay. It's insane. It should be the biggest story in the country. It should be the biggest story. It's completely insane. We'll take more of your calls on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon after this. CubsForACure.com rolls on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.